USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
26-year-old Raul Aguilera Medeiros, a truck driver who killed four people on I-70 back in 2019, was sentenced last week to 110 years in prison. The driver was doing 85 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. The chain reaction crash and fire involved 28 vehicles.
Big, huge boom, and then the big black smoke just kind of went off all over.
An unnamed witness on NBC News. Judge A. Bruce Jones says his hands were tied by a Colorado law that requires him to sentence the truck driver to back-to-back prison terms. The lawyer for the truck driver, James Colgan, has vowed to appeal the clemency from Colorado Governor Jared Polis as a petition for his release hit 4.5 million signatures. Dr. Anthony Fauci on MSNBC Tuesday agreed the Biden administration is behind the curve with the coronavirus test kits. 500,000 new test kits have now been ordered and will be available sometime in January. USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.